Gear up for your next fishing trip. While the color of your line and lures won't make the fish bite, it can still help your fishing game. Find more success with better line and line visibility at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
No matter what kind of store you visit, no matter what kind of tobacco you ask for, every gas station, convenience store, vape shop, and neighborhood market knows it's illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under 21. So if you're planning to buy something with nicotine, remember to bring your ID. It will get checked. Because in Wisconsin, 21 means 21, no matter what. Find out what the federal tobacco sales law means for you at dhs.wisconsin.gov/tobacco21.
Time again for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars. Our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council helped to coordinate all the research, education, and promotion that we're talking about here. Also happy to have the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association along for the ride. They, of course, are hoping that you will turn to them when it comes to marketing of your livestock. Terry Qualms along with me. Now, Terry, of course, you know Marta Angus in Lodi, been longtime advisor and board member in a lot of different capacities for the Wisconsin Beef Council. Just returned from a trip to the Dominican Republic that was far from relaxing. Pretty aggressive schedule. Tell me what this one was all about, Terry.
This was a program that came from a grant from the Department of Agriculture here in Wisconsin to the Wisconsin Beef Council, and it was developed mainly to help exports, how to get Wisconsin products exported out of the state and into foreign countries. And we, Wisconsin Beef Council has a long history of working with South and Central America. And so we partnered with the United States Meat Export Federation as a beef council to go down to three countries, Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and in September they were going to Costa Rica to keep beef center plate in those areas. And this session was about how do we do different things with beef. We all know that beef herd is the smallest herd in the last 40 years. We're going to bump under 30 million beef cows here in the United States, which will be the smallest cow herd. And what that means is beef supply gets smaller. So those countries are very, very concerned. Will they be able to get supply when those tourists roll in November through March? So this session was to teach them, how do I stretch beef? How do I make different cuts, a product that can go on that plate to keep beef as the center plate portion?
And Wisconsin's been working with, for example, Costa Rica, Dominican. We've had a stake in that market for a while, Terry, so people don't understand. It's not like we're starting this new.
No, this has been a program that started way back 10, 15 years ago. And the reason we picked South and Central America is logistics. You're only so many miles from those countries. Those countries are really high into whole muscle cuts. Mm. They do not do a lot, or if anything, with the ground beef product. Mm. They are a whole muscle market. We are lucky in this state. We have three major packing plants in this state that have product that do the Wisconsin. Not every state has that ability. So it's a perfect fit for us. The mileage is cheaper. You don't have to send it halfway around the globe. They're a ready and eager market. And as they gain income, one of the things, we had six sessions and two a day for 3 days for 3 hours apiece. And one of the things in between time I did was I went out and I talked to the hotel staff. I made contact with the head of product or human services, Gianna. I talked with Elby, second in command of the restaurant trade and the special services. I even went out and made very good contact with the head bellman that parks all the cars. And I asked him the same question. Okay, as you get your paycheck every week, what are your main goals with that paycheck? Each one gave me the exact same answer. One, they're going to have private schools for their kids instead of public school. Two, we're going to eat better. We're going to eat higher quality food. We're going to eat a lot more high protein product. And three, then came in housing. We're going to live in the best house we can. But it always struck me that food was number two on their list after education for their kids. And so that's why we highlight that market, is we want to keep, when they talk about a higher quality food, beef is the easy answer. High protein, high iron, great food for young adults.
So, again, Terry Quam's along with us from MARTA Angus. He's a member of the Wisconsin Beef Council. He's been on the national scene as far as leadership for the state. This was a program that was created in part by grant money supplied from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and their new Ag Export Council that's been funneling some money from the state capital, fortunately. Now, tell me what you actually did. You say these sessions, but they were kind of some pretty interesting sessions. At first blush, you said you thought they were a little kitschy, but in reality, they turned out to be quite something.
Right. Each session basically was one exporter or grocery food store chain or restaurant chain. They were able to invite in 22 people to come in and sit down and work with two of the USMEF staff members, plus the head chef for United States Meat Export Federation, Hermaine, that takes care of Mexico, South, and Central America. And so what they did, and a lot of times we had 32 people sitting in 22 seats. So it was a high-demand program. They were chefs. They were grocery store managers. They were the meat department managers. They were the importers. All the supplies that go out from the importers. So it was a very wide encompassing of all people in the beef industry that takes care of the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And after that, each company was allowed to pick three primals, whether it be a rib section, whether it be a shoulder clod, whether it be a round. We even did a shank. One of the companies wanted to know how to take a shank and break it down into restaurant or grocery store meat, which you don't see a shank sitting anywhere in the United States in our food chain. So they were given those three. Hermaine would then break that primal down and show them how to, and for an example, everyone chose a rib section. So he would cut off a 1-inch ribeye steak, and he would then show them how to get three different restaurant options out of one steak. Take one steak, turn it into three. And you may think that's anti-productive for the U.S. sales. Well, it isn't. The number one question that Ardell and I got when we were down there was, why can't I get my product I want? Why is supply a problem? And they're really nervous going into that November to March period when the tourists really flock in. Will I be able to get my product? So this was designed to show them, okay, if for this week you cannot get this product, we have these products you can buy, highlight, serve a high-quality product, keep your customers happy, and keep your restaurants, your grocery stores, what have you, full, and keep your sales up. So it was basically, one, show them the high-quality products we have here and coming from Wisconsin, and also, okay, we know the beef cow has shrunk. We know that means less calves. We know that means less cattle in the feedlots. So you're going to have possibly supply problems. Here's what you do. Here's how you fix it. It's all about keeping beef center plate in those countries.
And they came up with really interesting options. I mean, like you said, even a shank with the creative minds from the U.S. Meat Export Federation gave them really cool options. And then tell them about the taste test.
So then after it was done, after all three primals were broke down, the meat went back to the hotel kitchen, and each person was to do a blind taste test. So they got a blindfold supplied by Wisconsin Beef Council and USMEF, and they had to put that on, and they were given three cuts, a high choice, a prime ribeye, and then one other piece of meat from them primals that they were given, and they had to smell it. They were really told to smell it, get the aroma, just like you would a fine wine, and then taste it, and they had to write down on a notepad, what was it? Was it high choice? Was it prime? Or was it brisket? Was it a shank? Was it a round? And at the end, it was really competitive because those people all knew each other.
Yeah.
So it was bragging rights at the end, and it may seem a little... A blind taste test ain't that big a deal, but it was a way to get the people really excited about being there, about taking 3 hours out of their time to come in and learn these things. And I was surprised. They're pretty dang good. I mean, they know their beef, and that really does make me as a beef producer happy.
It's an interesting way to build a bridge, I guess we'd say. You know, when you and I normally talk, especially if we're in country, we want to talk to somebody else doing what we do in country. You swap stories, their challenges, our challenges. But it does kind of open your eyes to a whole new opportunity when you get these conversations going.
Oh, it does. And those people, the nice thing about going into those countries, you find out people are people all around the world. They want to eat good.
Yeah.
They want to enjoy life. They want to make friends. And the big thing it seems, and I asked USMEF this very quick, does it pay to have a producer there? Because it's checkoff dollars paying to get that producer down there. And the overwhelming answer was yes. They want to see a face. They want to know, and I highlighted very highly that Wisconsin farms are family-owned and family-run, and they want to see generations. They want to know the story. They want to know that their food is raised right. So that's what Ardell and I were doing there. One of the things Wisconsin has got is a video called The Wisconsin Way, and we played that video each time before each session, and that explains the whole beef cycle and everything about beef, and that really made a world of difference. You could see those people nod their heads and what have you when that video was playing. And so, and that was highlighted, Wisconsin Way, put on by Wisconsin Beef Council. Mm-hmm. So just the producer, you don't think you need to be there, but they do want to see you. They want to see your face.
Yep, and like you said, the Wisconsin Way, it's an important message that's being shared, thanks in large part to these ag export dollars coming from the state capitol, because the way we do beef in Wisconsin is different than Texas, is different than Nebraska, is different than Kansas. And those people appreciate seeing that story. Terry Quam telling the story with us today on Checkoff Chats. Again, they are going to be following up, delivering a report, not only the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, but also to those members at the State House that helped to secure those funds for the grant through the Ag Export Council. Find out more at beeftips.com. You'll be able to see it across social media as well. Again, Checkoff Chats brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars at work, not only here in Wisconsin with research, education, and promotion, but like you said, around the world, sharing the Wisconsin way. BeefTips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And we also appreciate our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association coming along as well. Go to EquityCoop.com, find out how you can partner with them. Checkoff Chats and Terry Quam.
Farm dogs are an integral part of any farm. They can efficiently and effectively perform many functions, including protection, herding, deterring predators, and more. So keep your farm dogs happy and healthy with a trip to their favorite store, Blaine's Farm and Fleet.